Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hi, welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, and I am so glad that you have joined us today. I am going to be focusing on a subject about how to be able to turn ice-cold prospects into high-ticket buyers. And I got the inspiration for today's podcast from reading an article about that, about content marketing that I found on the Digital Marketer website. And they had some really good information here that I'd like to share with you, and I'll kind of add my 2 cents worth, as it were, in my experience, and just to add on a little bit about it. But their kind of overall theme of this is that there's a big misconception of the fact that content marketing is the same thing as blogging. And it's actually not really the case. In fact, actually, blogs are just one part of a content marketing strategy that you need to engage in order to transform prospects into leads and leads into customers. And of course, the goal of this article is actually then customers into high ticket multi-buyers, which I'm sure we would all like to have, right? Absolutely. So they go on to talk about the fact that a blog is, you know, absolutely, if you have a blog, that's the major piece of your content marketing puzzle. And that's absolutely what I tell people as well, is that the blog is really the hub of your social media marketing strategy, because once you've got a blog, you can repurpose that into so many different ways. In fact, I've talked about this on a recent podcast episode, as a matter of fact, because not only can you can use those articles for audios like this, a podcast episode, you can use the blog article in a newsletter, you could turn it into a video, the point I wanted to make. Then the other point is that then you can also share those blog articles across your social media channels. So if you have a Facebook presence and Twitter, etc., that's what you can do with your blog articles. You share them on those places. And if you have images in your blog article, which I encourage you to do as well, then you can pin those images on Pinterest or you know, share it on Instagram, things like that. But of course, again, it's to really get prospects from into being buyers using content marketing. The blog is just the first piece of it. And this article talks about how there's three stages of the sales funnel or awareness funnel in a way, or marketing funnel, I guess, that you're going to use to be able to turn a totally ice cold prospect to become a customer. So they have to go through the awareness stage, education, and then conversion. And just to explain this a little bit, what they say is that awareness is where the prospect must first become aware that there is a problem and that you or your organization have a solution for it. And of course, this is the perfect place for your blog to be able to provide this information. This is what your blog is great at. The next stage is evaluation, and now people who move through this awareness stage are now going to evaluate the various choices available to them, including your competitor solutions, of course. And then some of them, you know, may take no action at all to solve the problem. The third stage is conversion, and now these people who have gone through awareness and evaluation, now they're at that moment of truth where they're going to purchase. But you still have to do something to be able to convert those leads into those frequent and high ticket buyers. So they go on to talk about the fact that to move a prospect through this marketing funnel, you've got to have content to design to meet those needs at each of the three stages. So content at the top that facilitates awareness, content in the middle that it facilitates evaluation, and then content at the bottom that facilitates conversion. So again, as I said, blogs are great for this, but they're not the only thing that you can use to provide awareness of a problem. It's, of course, just plain old updates on your social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. You can create an infographic that then you could post in your blog as well. You can use photos, audios, videos, like I said earlier, and a newsletter, things like that. Then when you get into all this information is what is going to, you're going to use to either entertain, educate, or inspire someone. Now, once you do that, now you're going to have to get them into that next phase, which is the middle of the funnel, which is now that, I lost my train of thought. It's the evaluation. That's it. The evaluation phase. Okay. So what are we going to use to help people evaluate? So in these instances now, you're going to use a lead magnet. And this could be something like a case study. It could be a special report or white paper that you have on your website. And it could be a checklist or a swipe file, some sort of software download. Now, what you're doing is you're offering this content for free as a way to incentivize a prospect to submit their contact information and opt in to receive future marketing messages from you. So this is where you need to have some sort of opt-in form on your website, or you can even have it in Facebook as well, but somewhere where you are offering something of value to that prospect in exchange for their email address. Because now, once you get that email address, this is your golden time. This is your opportunity to start sending them more useful information so that now you're going to be able to move them towards the end of the funnel where we are going to actually convert them into being a customer. So when you're getting down to the bottom of the funnel, what types of content do you think your lead needs? Well, here are a few examples from this article. They suggested is you get a demo or a free trial, or you share customer stories, case studies about how your customers have benefited from your particular product or service. You can offer comparison or spec sheets. You can do webinars and events and mini classes. Again, more educating, but at the end of the webinar, it's going to be where you're going to make your pitch for actually selling your product. Now, one thing that you can do is to talk about, you could even do blog articles, in fact, that where you're comparing your service to another service. They put in this example, in this article, they talk about a company named Xero, which offers accounting services like QuickBooks. And when you do a Google search for Xero, actually, what will come up is Xero versus QuickBooks. So there are people out there who have written content, including Xero themselves, that demonstrate maybe why someone should pick their business over QuickBooks to provide their accounting information, to handle their accounting software and things like that. So this is all the different aspects that you need to have in order to be able to take people from, like I said, from a cold prospect into actually being a customer of yours, is you have to provide information to them all the way through this funnel. The blog is a great start, but you can do a lot with that blog. And the fact that you can put in this opt-in form, you can offer more information. One thing that I should tell you is I use a product called Lead Pages, which I love. And what Lead Pages does is it allows you to create landing pages, and also they have something called a lead box, which will you can put at the bottom of a blog article, and then when someone clicks on it, you can give them an opportunity to opt in to receive something, whether it is like an infographic or a checklist or a special report, but they make it really easy so that you can put those right at the end of your blog articles and use this as another way to be able to capture that email address. So that then you can continue that marketing process. And that's where I also recommend having an e-newsletter, because I think mailing people out information once a week or once every 2 weeks is great because it does a couple of things. It does educate, so you're making people aware of the problems, but it's also a place where you could then include a comparison and then evaluation page, stage of the funnel, and you can do articles about sharing case studies from how your customers have benefited from your particular product and service, and that can be the bottom of the funnel part that helps to be able to then get people to go from being a lead to actually becoming a customer of your business. So that's pretty much what I want to cover today. So I think that's what you need to keep in mind. And as I said, the blog is the starting point, but you can do so much with it. And as long as you are focusing in on what your customers need and always remember to keep their wants and needs in mind first and know exactly who you're targeting, because that will help you creating all of this information, whether it is an infographic, whether it is a webinar, whether it is a podcast episode, all of these things. If you focus on what they need to be able to grow their business or solve whatever it is problem that you have the solution to, you are going to be able to use those tools and use your message to be able to convert people into customers. And that's what it's all about. That's why we're in business, is to be able to help people and to be able to provide something of value to them that will help them so that they will be able to, you know, go and it makes their life better, essentially. So with that, I want to again ask you to do me a big favor, and that is, if you found the information in this podcast today helpful, please leave me a rating on iTunes, and also leave a comment as well. I'd love to be able to hear what you have to say. It would be great. And make sure that you subscribe too, because that way you're not going to miss any of my future episodes. So I would love for you to be able to do that. And as always, connect with me on Twitter too. I'd love to be able to stay connected with you there. My Twitter ID is @GloriaRand, and use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed, because that way I'll know that you're one of the podcast listeners, and that is so awesome. So also, and you can always, as always, visit my website, GloriaRand.com, where you can learn more about the other services that I provide for my clients. So with that, I am going to call it a day and wish, I am Gloria Rand, and wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.